Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This whole idea that we pick our friends, or part of the way in which we click with people and part of the way we pick our friends is through similarities in terms of scent. It shouldn't surprise us, I guess, because we do click with people who are similar in other ways. But let's understand this. Professor Inbal Rav Rebbe is a graduate student at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Rehovot, Brain Science Department. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So it's a fascinating thing, and I guess that we know this in on some primal level, that we somehow click with some people, we don't click with other people, and we don't always understand why. Tell us about your research.
Yeah, so this was exactly our motivation. So sometimes we just feel that there is chemistry between us, with some people, with others we don't. And what we know from previous research is that we constantly sniff ourselves, and we also sniff others subconsciously mostly. And we don't really know what is the function of this in humans. Although in many mammals, like rodents, like non-human primates, this body odor sniffing is a self template to compare to others. And by that, many mammals know who is friend or foe. So what we had in mind is that given that friends tend to be friends of people that are highly similar to them, almost in everything, visually, personality, values, and even the brain response and genetics, we thought that also the body odor is similar between friends, and that it may influence the tendency to befriend with someone, and especially this tendency to click with someone, which is kind of maybe even magical in the way it feels. And it was a very good candidate to be something that is highly influenced somehow physiologically.
So how do we distinguish? Because often, let's say, a friend group, and specifically maybe a younger friend group, and I'm thinking of, let's say, you know, a younger young women will land up using the same products and the same, you know, shop in the same places. So to some extent, I guess their lifestyle choices and their influences are similar, and that leads to people looking the same, dressing the same, smelling the same, etc. How do we distinguish between that and a spontaneous meeting?
So what we did, we examined the original body odor of 20 such clique friends, same-sex clique friends, 10 males and 10 females, female dyads. And what we did was just to collect their body odors using Couton t-shirts that they were sleeping with after taking a shower with an unscented soap.
That
we could really...
So you removed everything else. You removed all the other factors.
Yeah, exactly. We asked them to take a shower with this unscented soap and then not to use any lotion, perfume, deodorant, anything, just to stay with their own body odor. So by that, we could really test only this. And this was, by the way, after 3 days of avoiding food that highly influenced the body odor.
Okay.
So then what we did, first, we used an electronic nose. This is a device with 10 sensors. And from each of them, we have a number indicating some chemical components. And by that, we can compare the numbers of one shirt and the other shirt and see how similar are different body odors. And what we found is that the body odors of clique friends were significantly more similar than the body odors of random dads chemically. And then what we wanted to ask is whether we humans can do the same. Do we perceive the clique friend's body odor as more similar? So we did many tests. One of them was very simple, straightforward. We just gave human participants, that now I will call them our smellers, to smell at any trial two body odors. Half of them of clique friends and half of them of random dads. And of course, they didn't know anything about this. For them, it was just two body odors for any time. And we asked them how different or similar are these body odors. And what we found is that also humans perceive the body odors of split friends as more similar than the body odors of random dads. So then we also asked the participants to sniff each body odor separately,
right,
and indicate what do they think about this odor regarding how pleasant it is, how intense, to what degree this body odor is sexually attractive, and also to what degree there is this body odor associated with a competent person and a warm person. And what we found is that when we combined all these,
yeah,
we see that click friends were perceived as more similar in these five dimensions together than random dads.
Is it,
and
yeah, and is this something that you can alter? In other words, the way in which you've described it is it's absolutely each person's own body makeup, really. Is this something that can be changed to influence somebody else?
Okay, so naturally, there are many things that influence our own body odor, and mm-hmm. I'm not talking only about perfumes, but it's also the food and where we live, some toxins, things like that. So we can also, I mean, we can really, to a degree, manipulate our body odor using food. This is the easiest way to do this.
That's interesting, yeah.
But it's always on top of our unnatural body odor. I mean, you can't delete your own body odor.
Absolutely.
You can just add some things and it's on top of it. So the really nice thing, addition to what I already told you,
mm-hmm.
is that when these smellers sniff the body odor, we also measured their nasal airflow, mm-hmm. their breathing. And what we found is that the duration of the breathing was more similar when sniffing click dads when random dads. So this tells us that there is also a difference in the olfactory processing here. So this was a physiological difference. And then we wanted to ask another question. Can we predict body click friendship
mm-hmm.
and future social interaction quality by the degree of body odor similarity?
And
so,
and unfortunately, we are almost out of time. But in fact, we are out of time. But were you able to predict this?
So we could. What we did, we just asked participants to donate their body odor, come to the lab, play a game in which they were in a close distance of half a meter without speaking, and then indicate whether they clicked or not and how much they liked each other. Did they have, did they feel chemistry, things like that. And what we found is that we could predict clicking in 71% accuracy and also the future interaction quality.
Absolutely fascinating. It is 7:31. Professor Inbal Rav Rebbe, graduate student at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Rehovot, talking to us about this fascinating study that they did and that she ran to work out how scent and smell influences click friends and people that we get on with.